Well, I'm just going to be bold and say what all of us are thinking. It's really warm in here. So now, as administrator, that's a great thing. It means the boilers are working, but it's still a great night to be together. It's hard to believe, but today marks the last week of ordinary time, with next Sunday already marking the first Sunday of Advent and the new liturgical year. And so we find ourselves, at least in the church's calendar, in the New Year's Eve of the church today, with New Year's Day being the first Sunday of Advent next week. And there is a very important connection between these two Sundays, because Advent marks the asking of a question which we will spend the rest of the year looking for its answer. And the question is, who is Jesus? Throughout the coming year, we will go on this journey of hearing people in Scripture from our readings trying to answer this question. In the beginning of the year, in Advent and Christmas, we will hear of these three magi who worship this newborn babe in Bethlehem, and they worship him as a savior. But we will also hear at the same time of King Herod seeking to kill this newborn babe and seeing him as a threat. In ordinary time, we will hear the Pharisees claim that Jesus is a heretic and even an agent of the devil. But we will also hear others say that he is a prophet and miracle worker. In Lent and Holy Week, we'll hear him called a criminal and sent off to die. But we will also hear a centurion exclaim about this same criminal that truly this man is the Son of God. At his resurrection and Easter, we will hear of those who think that he is a ghost. But we will also hear St. Thomas say to this ghost, "My Lord and my God." So if you listen closely to the readings, the entire liturgical year, starting next week, is spent finding the answer to that question. Who is Jesus? A savior or a threat? A heretic or a prophet? A criminal or the Son of God? A ghost or the risen Lord? Until finally, after a year-long journey, we end the church year with the finding of our answer and what we celebrate today: Jesus Christ, King of the universe. Who is Jesus? Jesus is King. Now, this is the answer that the church arrives at and hopes that we do the same in our own life and in the coming year. But in case you're not convinced of this answer, that Jesus is King, this answer is put on trial. And that is what we are hearing in our gospel: the kingship of Jesus Christ on trial, where Pontius Pilate is the prosecutor and Jesus is the defendant. The case: is Jesus truly King? And Pilate does not waste any time. As the very first words he directly asks Jesus, he says, "Are you the King of the Jews?" This is, in fact, an interesting question, because Pilate is not asking if Jesus is a king in a general sense, but the king of a particular people. So we see the first trial of Jesus' kingship is its universality, that Jesus is king only to certain people and to a certain time, not to everyone and every time. And we then hear Pilate try to further distance himself from Jesus' kingship as he says, "I am not a Jew," almost as if saying, "You may be a king to these people, but you are not my king." Now we too can be like Pilate and regulate Christ's kingship in our own life, make Jesus the king of our life at certain times and circumstances. In some sense, put Jesus on trial. Are you truly my King, Lord? Makes me remember in seminary, whenever we had a a break coming up from school, the director would always get us all in chapel and he'd stand in front of us and he would say, "Now remember, you're going on vacation, but you're not going on vacation from being a seminarian." He said, "I better not hear about you on the news or anything." He was reminding us that going on vacation does not mean going on vacation from God or our duties as seminarians. And yet, depending on the circumstances, we can take breaks from following Christ and letting him be our king. We become like Pilate and say, "You're a king, Lord, but maybe not today, or maybe in not this situation." And yet it is precisely in those times and situations where we ourselves put Christ's kingship on trial, when we put to the test everything that we have learned in the past year of who Jesus is. So this solemnity invites us to consider, where is Christ's kingship on trial in our life? When do we, like Pilate, try and distance ourselves from his reign? Now, the interesting close of this trial in the gospel between Jesus and Pilate is that Jesus himself never claims to be king. He lets us make that claim for him. We become, each and every day, the defendants of Christ and his kingship, which means we must declare Christ as king and defend him at all times, even when that means going against the grain, and it means standing out from our peers. When at Thanksgiving and in restaurants, we make the sign of the cross and pray before eating, even if that is met with eye rolls and sighs. When we put off turning on the news in the morning or evening and spend those first and final minutes of the day in prayer. When we do not use our king's name in vain and we guard our tongue from gossip. In those small daily times and situations, we are defending Christ's kingdom, Christ's kingship, and declaring him as our king. Not just on Sunday, not just on Christmas or Easter, not just when I'm at home or not on vacation, but we defend Christ and say that Christ is king whenever I speak. Christ is king whenever I forgive. Christ is king whenever I am patient, and that whenever I love those who get under my skin. Christ is king over money, time, sports, desires. Christ is king in all times and moments of my life. So as we come to the close of this liturgical year, may we spend the new one, the upcoming year, increasing his reign in our life, defending him very well, so that truly in all times and moments of life, people see us proclaiming with our words and actions that Jesus is king. King of the universe, but most importantly, of our heart.